Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is the weekend, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. I am now caught up on life. I finished the recording for the Death of WCW audiobook. It is now out of my hands, so when it will appear, when it will be available, I don't know, but I am done! And so now we can get back into doing everything that we normally do here, including full reviews of some of the fun shows of the week, the NXT show from Full Sail, the Cruiserweight Classic, which is very quickly becoming my favorite wrestling show of the week, SmackDown from Tuesday, if we haven't talked enough about that yet, and a lot of news as well. We're going to take your phone calls, emails, text messages here today. We got a lot of time. We will get your feedback on everything. I'm in such a good mood today that Ryan cannot ruin my good mood. We'll find out if he is the first caller here today. Mike Sempervivi is going to be joining us as well. The phone numbers today, the studio line, 425-488-0525. The toll-free line is 844-411-5411. And the text message line is 425-780-7566. When this show ends, you'll be able to go up to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com and get a free edition of last night's Brian and Vinny show. A rare Thursday night episode was free. If you've never heard that show, you can go check that out for Vinny and I and Granny's weekly wrestling report. And later today, for subscribers, a show with Dan Severn is going to be available on the site. So check all of that out. And we will be back in just a moment with an hour of audio here. All of the biggest stories. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here with a lot to talk about. Phone calls, emails, text messages, the whole nine yards. SmackDown, NXT, the Cruiserweight Classic, whatever is on your mind. Mike, what is happening today?
Not a whole lot. You think anybody out there wants to call in and talk about UFC Fight Night 92?
I don't think so. I actually don't even have the card.
You want to talk about... Do you even know who's on it?
I got a lot of things going on, Mike.
I know you do.
Actually, I don't anymore.
You still life and children and work and whatnot. I know you still have a lot of things that are going on. But the only thing I want to mention, because it is coming up tomorrow, and it is the ultimate Fight Pass show. I just found it amusing. This is going to be the first fight that takes place in Salt Lake City. And originally, they were supposed to have a fight in Salt Lake City in 2010, but horrifically poor ticket sales, they ended up moving it to San Diego, and that was John Jones and Vladimir Matsusenko. It was the second fight to ever air on Versus for the UFC. So all of these years later, they go back with a show that I'm surprised anybody in Salt Lake City is really going to if you like stars, because there are none. The most notable thing out of it is the fact that there's a big void in the flyweight division, especially if Conor McGregor defeats Nate Diaz. Then you really have to start asking questions on exactly what are you doing with that belt? What is going on here? What's next for Jose Aldo or anything else? And Pantera Rodriguez is a guy. Now, both of these guys are marketable in different ways, but Casarsis, I think, has been a little bit longer in the tooth, Bruce Leroy, than Rodriguez has. And I know there's a lot of a hope for him. It's not like he's going to revitalize or be to the lighter weights. I wouldn't think what a Julio Cesar Chavez or a De La Hoya were in boxing, but it is certainly the hope of the UFC and what they have. So there is that. So I just wanted to at least give that a little bit of love and get that out of the way, considering
I don't think
at any point this weekend it's going to be talked about by anybody.
I love that you started by mockingly asking who could possibly want to talk about UFC Fight Night, and then you went on for 2 minutes about UFC Fight Night.
Very impressive. I am a man of hope. I am a man of trying to offer some support to those and extend that helping hand, and I'm going to try to do that for this poor buried show.
All right, well, listen, I just got word that the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims, is going to be on the show later on today, so you can all look forward to that. And let's see who's on the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
How about that? Yes, Ryan.
I have a question about the WWE Network. Do you think they could do like a Barry Horowitz Invitational with all these jobbers getting mic time and getting to share their personality?
You want a jobber tournament on the WWE Network?
WCW did something very similar, and it got the Colt Twins there for his fairly decent mid-card.
What are you talking about? When did WCW do a jobber tournament?
You don't remember when WCW Saturday Night had that underdog challenge and the Colt Twins?
No, I totally have forgotten the underdog challenge. That whole show was an underdog challenge for years. Okay, hey, thanks, Ryan. Good call today. You guys want to talk about a real tournament, the Cruiserweight Classic?
I think he just wanted to challenge you in your mood.
Because the cruise... Hey, nothing's ruining my mood today. I've been on my board. Nothing's going to bother me. Cruiserweight Classic last night was a great, great show. And if you'd like to give us your thoughts on that, you are welcome to do so today. The greatness of Jack Gallagher, my new favorite wrestler. Daniel Bryan's new favorite wrestler as well, I might add. You can talk about the Johnny Gargano-Tommaso Ciampa match, which was great. So much good stuff. The Cruiserweight Classic is the best show of the week. And in fact, I had a revelation last night that it is a wrestling show. It is the old, we just want more wrestling and not sports entertainment. It is a wrestling show, but because of the video packages and the various wacky characters and the stories and the storylines, it is the best sports entertainment show of the week as well, not just the best wrestling show.
No, it's the best wrestling show. You know why? Because wrestling is a simulation of sport, and wrestling should be able to keep up with the times and keep up with what's happening in sport and sports production and sometimes sports mentality with an entertainment flair around it. And if you watch broadcasts today of sports, which, Brian, I know that you do, and you see the way that things have gone and the directions of the ways that things have gone, that's the direction you used to be going with the Cruiserweight Classic and the direction they have gone with the Cruiserweight Classic and in some ways the way they've gone with NXT. These are just, it's a wrestling show. It's a wrestling, you know, mirror of what sport is. Obviously, there's some more flash and flair and ridiculousness tacked onto it, but it's just a great wrestling show. And it's amazing that WWE, when they look at their business model and you see the way sports has gone with events becoming three-day weekends, with leagues and teams putting a heavier emphasis on the convention type of atmosphere and being hosts for events and having being a lot more invested into that, which WWE is. Obviously, they've done a great job with WrestleMania over the years. They have now done this with SummerSlam over the last several years, especially with their a more aggressive plan. And I can see them doing it with this with the Rumble. I can see them doing it with the Survivor Series. So in business, they're moving forward. And Stephanie McMahon is out there learning from these people. It's just too bad it doesn't translate as often to their product, which hopefully with the success of the Cruiserweight Classic, with the success of NXT, with what they've done in some ways on SmackDown and on Raw, trying to refocus some things, hopefully this is just keeps soaking in and soaking in and soaking in more, because it's been missing for wrestling for so long. The fact that it wasn't wrestling, it was too based on everything else. This has been a really, really good blend of it.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, it's Dave from Wisconsin.
Yes, Dave. You sound weird today. What's up?
I just thought I'd have to introduce myself formally this time.
Oh, I see.
Good.
How do you think WWE is going to damage control, Raw dropping the ratings and SmackDown basically staying stagnant where it's at when football season comes around?
Well,
how are they going to save Stephanie's ego?
Well, I think that even against football season, by the time September comes, Raw is still going to be handily beating SmackDown. Listen, I thought that SmackDown was a good show. I know Dave thought it was like a great show. I don't know if I'd go that far. I thought it was a good show.
Yes.
And I think that it's already down a little bit. I mean, think about this. I realize it was going to drop from the draft show, but think about a situation where everybody tunes in to see who's going where, but then like a lot of them don't even come back the week after everybody gets drafted. I mean, it should be down, but it's kind of weird that it fell as much as it did. It's already below 2.7 million viewers. It's not a bad show. Like I said, it's not a bad show. But I do feel that for a lot of casual fans, if it's not a great show every single week, I think that most fans, even if there are some guys on SmackDown that they like, I think that Raw has enough guys that they're just going to watch Raw. And I don't know if it'll drop all the way back down to 2.1 million, but my prediction for September is like 2.3, 2.5, 2.4 million, somewhere around there. Well below what they're doing right now. So I don't think we got to worry about, I don't see a situation where during football season, SmackDown is beating Raw. I could be wrong. I don't see that happening.
I don't think so. And SmackDown really is going to need a system shock anyway, still, you know, and forget about who it could possibly be. They need something. But I don't think it's basically what they do with Raw is they just ignore it. I mean, you can try to bring it up and put it in competition with SmackDown, especially if SmackDown's rating actually, you know, technically moves up that week. You can play it into the storyline. But I think ultimately, if they're getting smacked around, which in all likelihood that they will, you just ignore it and you move on and you talk about whatever's taking place at that month's pay-per-view. I don't think, you know, what is Stephanie going to say? You know, you can only point it out so much. And again, you just attach it to the competition with SmackDown or you just don't mention it.
This person here says there are people who don't like Enzo Amore. That's really a thing. Yes. And it's not don't like. I hear from people on a regular basis that hate Enzo.
Haters?
I think he's awesome. But he does have haters. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com, and to the studio line. You're on the air. What's going on? Hello, you're on the air. That means...
Hello, this is Sam from Chicago.
Yes, Sam.
Sorry, I was muted there. I was wondering if you could explain to me what they were trying to do with the Eva Marie segment on SmackDown, I found that very confusing, and I must have an answer.
What they're trying to do?
When they created, like, okay, we're going to do this, like, why did they do it?
Well, I think the idea is that she sucks, and so they're finding a way to keep her out of the ring as long as humanly possible, and also get heat.
Okay, my friends who are...
I mean, if you have a better idea, I'd love to hear it.
No, I was completely... I had no idea, so that's why I had asked you. My friends were very disappointed to not see her wrestle because they have only seen her on Total Divas, and they were very excited to see her in the ring. And so they were...
Your friends were very upset to not see Eva Marie wrestle.
Well, they don't believe me. They don't believe me when I tell them about her wrestling. They've only seen her on Total Divas, and they think she's really awesome. So I was really wishing that they were able
wow.
to see her wrestle.
Did they think it was going to be in Jell-O? I mean, what got their fascinations up?
I got a better question. If they watch the Kardashians and they like Khloe, do they presume she's going to be good in the ring?
Look, I tried to explain to them that they do not want to actually see her wrestle, but they were not buying it, and they were pretty disappointed with the segment.
Wow. So this, to your friends, is a cliffhanger.
Okay, well, I will let them know. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks very much for the call. That was a question, but he took it as a statement.
All read everything.
Don't even get me going on all read everything. The Big Show did a promotional tour in China, and he confirmed that, in fact, he really will be facing Shaquille O'Neal at WrestleMania next year.
I am shocked.
You sound so unenthused about the Big Show versus Shaquille O'Neal.
I am enthused because I'm old, so I grew up with watching Shaquille O'Neal at LSU and then seeing him in Blue Chips and following his career and everything, and he's one of those guys in sports that if they were ever perfectly made for pro wrestling, personality-wise, he is definitely that guy. And it is in Orlando, and I know they've gone through this in other years where, there was some serious doubt put on it because of cost and because of the fact that both men are immobile and some other things that I'm sure have come up as roadblocks. But the fact is, it is in Orlando. They do need a big thing. You are running out of big things with Big Show anyway. But one of the ways you can utilize him the best is the fact that he is such a great ham. And you put him in there with situations like celebrities. And nobody's expecting anything five stars out of it. What you want to get is a good dose of entertainment. So as long as you get your three stars of being satisfied with wacky segments and goofy promos and the crossover media attention that you can get from something like this, awesome. And it's going to get them everywhere, even more with their relationships now with ESPN and anybody else that's going to be covering WrestleMania next year. So win all the way across the board for everybody except for the Luthez purist out there that doesn't want this stuff gumming up their big shows.
This person here says, fire her. Eva Marie is terrible, and that's being nice. The caller's friends think with their man parts, he says. Here's the deal. I don't think you should fire Eva Marie because there is value in her. I just don't know why. I don't know why they are determined to have her be a wrestler. You know who else is not very good in the ring? Lana. Mm-hmm. And they don't throw her in there and try to have her have bad matches. They don't get her in there training to buy. Eva Marie is like 30. She's 30 years old. You know how hard it is to try to pick up professional wrestling starting at like 29 or 30? And yeah, I know some people are going to say, well, she started at 27 or whatever. I mean, listen.
She's a natural for it.
There is no hope long term as a grappler for Eva Marie. I know that she trained with Brian Kendrick. I saw the stuff that was online, and yeah, it looked good.
It was one clip over and over.
Exactly. It was a clip that they probably did 1,000 times, and they showed the best one of them. I've seen her have matches. She's not very good, and she's not going to get better. Now, I can think of a million things. If I ran a wrestling company, I'd hire Eva Marie. I can think of a million things that could be done with her on television, Mike. Why they don't just team her with some heel that they really want to get hated?
Dolph Ziggler.
Forget Dolph Ziggler. Roman Reigns. Turn Roman Reigns heel and put him with Eva Marie.
And I was this. Yeah, the caller talked about, you know, men thinking with their man parts. It you know, women, every time Roman Reigns licks his lips, you know, dudes boo, women swoon, and those two together as what some sort of non-work rate. I mean, what do you just basically play them up as if? How do you play this team up?
What team?
The team
Roman Reigns and Eva Marie.
You just let them walk out there and just get booed.
They just walk to the ring. I mean, what more do you need?
That's true.
They just walk to the
ring. Eddie Gilbert and Missy Hyatt of a new generation.
He has a match. She interferes here and there. Let her do the promos. This is the easiest. I mean, I can't think of one
thing. Somebody does their promos for them. They have a publicist. Have some other
do it for them.
No,
have Eva do it. There's literally nothing that I can think of in this company than the pairing of Roman Reigns and Eva Marie as your top heel duo. Nothing. There's nothing easier. I'm not going to do it, but there's nothing easier.
Shamed myself, by the way, but I shouldn't have probably compared Eddie Gilbert and Missy Hyatt to wonderful memories of my youth to
you'll hear about
Roman
it.
Reigns
if
and
you're not.
Missy. Yeah, I know.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hello, Jim.
How you doing, man? I hope everything's okay. I got kind of worried and you weren't on the other day.
No, everything's great. Everything is great.
In other words, did Mama used to say fine as frog hair?
It's fine as frog hair, Jim.
Talking about women's wrestling, I was going to ask a question about what are we supposed to be getting out of these videos of Courtney Rush?
Videos of Courtney Rush?
On TNA as whatever, what is her character?
Jim, I unfortunately do not have Impact on Pop TV. I don't have
Mike,
Pop.
Have you seen it?
Now, see, I'm going to need Filthy Tom Lawler.
Yeah, we need to get Filthy's email working
well,
again.
What it is, she's supposed to be in love with some guy, and it's like this real shadowy, almost like macabre video, and she's all talking about this, that, and the other, and she's leaving this guy hanging. He wants to leave. It's like real soap opera-ish.
Well, I guess they're just going to debut a new character.
I just know what the problem was on that. And I just wanted to talk about a women's division on SmackDown. You better get out there and get some.
What a division!
On SmackDown, that's what I've heard. Isn't there going to be a women's division on SmackDown?
There is, and there's going to be a women's title.
Well, I'm
so for all of you that were waiting for the day that they put that NXT title on Eva Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got the chance for her to win the title on SmackDown in their six woman division.
Well, what is there something that they just scared them? Or what, why won't the WWE go out and get some good indie girls?
They do. They're all in NXT.
They've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you can't bring all the good NXT girls out of NXT. You won't have nothing.
Well, Jim, how can I say this?
Okay.
At the end of the day, WWE is still, to this day, looking for a woman that looks a certain way. This is why we keep talking about Eva Marie and why she's on SmackDown and why she's going to be one of the biggest stars. I've got a picture right here of Mandy Rose. I mean, Miz made it very clear why he chose Mandy Rose in the Tough Enough deal. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I don't care what anyone says, it was a stupid choice because Miz... of anyone should have known that whether he saved her or not, she was going to get hired. That's the point. So they're looking for a certain type of woman, and those are the women that get signed to NXT, and the cream of the crop in their eyes are the ones that go up to Raw or SmackDown. So I don't think they look at the indies. I mean, they look at the indies differently than you do, Jim, mm-hmm. unfortunately, because there are a lot of really great women on the indies. The WWE really just isn't going to give a chance to.
Well, Brian, the thing about I look at, there are a lot of beautiful girls on the indies.
I know, Jim, but a normal human being's idea of a beautiful woman and WWE's version of a beautiful woman are two totally different things.
Mandy Leon? Is she not beautiful?
Mandy Leon, I don't know what the deal is with Mandy Leon, but she was a rosebud, and they used her several times, and for whatever reason, they never hired her. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe she actually doesn't achieve their standards, which is preposterous, but she was never signed. I don't have an answer for you on a lot of these girls.
One last thing. I got one thing to throw out to Ed. Ed, why was there no report on the big ACW match between Angela Blue and Lainey Lutz, the big hardcore match that was really great?
God, can you imagine Ed dropped the ball? I mean, I can. Back in a moment with the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, and the man himself, the Doctor of Lucha. Steve Sims is here on the line. Lots of stuff to talk about. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, there is. I'm doing well. I hope you guys are doing well. It's the busy time of year for Lucha Libre. Within the next 30 days, we'll have the biggest show of the year from both the two major promotions and really the biggest show of the year for a lot of the small indie promotions, too. It's packed.
Well, let's start with the AAA Triple Mania show, which is coming up first.
We have clowns in the main event. Clowns everywhere.
I don't want just to call it
a,
finished
you don't
that
want
audio
promotion
book.
To be a clown thought of as a clown promotion, do you? But anyway, they have decided in their infinite wisdom that they're going to have a card with an opening match where they haven't announced all the participants. It's just going to be like a kind of a mini Royal Rumble, I think, or a Cibernetico, 10 or 11 people. And then they've got five other matches, 26 wrestlers booked, and 19 of those wrestlers have appeared on Lucha Underground. So they're going to be very familiar faces to people who buy the IPPV, and I presume it will be an IPPV. There's no reason to presume. I don't think otherwise. For their biggest show of the year, they've got a main event of Psycho Clown against Pagano the Clown. Pagano is an independent wrestler. I hate to use the term garbage wrestler with any of these guys because I respect all of them that get in the ring. But you know he's not a very good wrestler. He's an independent wrestler that they've just brought up for this feud, and he does do a lot of moves or holds. It's just all brawling and foreign objects and stuff like that. It's a it'll be an interesting sell.
Guys, you're really selling me on the show here, Steve.
I'm sorry?
You're really selling me on this.
Yeah. Well, let's make it worse. Pagano is the independent guy that's come in from other promotions and isn't very good. But since he's come in, he's won, like, I think every single match that he's been in and Psycho Clown has been in. In fact, that the TV matches Psycho Clown has been in, except for the World Cup, which was a completely independent production with a whole different philosophy of booking. His record is like something like one win and 10 losses in his last 11 big bouts. And he's lost to Pagano three straight times in three singles matches.
Steve, can you put in a
getting killed in this feud?
Well, can you put an American like equation onto this? Because the way you're making it sound is like
Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose.
Like Wildcat Wendell Cooley is coming from Continental to face Ric Flair or something like that, who's on a three match losing streak or something. I mean, how do you? Because that's what it sounds like for their big show. That's what they've got.
Well, I would use Hell Kid, but even though I know that name and a lot of my friends know that name, I'm not sure the majority of the wrestling world knows that if they brought Hellkid in to face any one of the Shield for the major match at WrestleMania or to face Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Hey, speaking of the Shield, I think Seth Rollins had 15 losses going into his championship match with Seth Rollins, and he was the champion.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's another story.
Roman Reigns.
That's strange stuff. That flies in the face of everything I've heard of good booking in the past. It is. Actually, the way you described it, Mike, is not a bad way to describe it. It really is taking an independent wrestler that doesn't have a big name and doesn't have a big reputation, but just happens to be heavy. He's a heavyweight in their hierarchy, and putting up against Psycho Clown. And of course, my theory on this, and it's only a theory, but it's an educated theory, is that also Pagano's payoff for losing will be a lot less than it would be if they had gone with what was originally thought to be some version of this main event, which would have had Dr. Wagner Jr. or Viano 4 or Blue Demon Jr. in with Psycho Clown. And any of those matches that would have been lost would have been far more expensive for AAA.
Well, you know, when you talk about booking and what is traditionally good booking, we do a cheap plug for the death of WCW since I just read the audiobook this week, as I've said 1,000 times. If you put tickets on sale for a show, and let's say you sell 5,000, and then you book a whole bunch of television and you sell 5,000 more tickets, then whether it is traditionally good or bad booking, it worked because you sold another 5,000 tickets. If you sell 5,000 tickets and then you do whatever your wacky angles are on your shows and you sell 200 tickets over the course of the next week, your booking sucks. So whatever we want to make of who won, who lost, what the main event is, what do you expect the show to do?
Well, it's in an arena that seats 22,000, according to the arena website, and they've got to put
some of the seeds, take some of the seeds out of sales so they can put up their production, put up their sage and whatever. But including the seats on the floor, you know, hold 19 or 20,000 people. And they have the reputation of a good show that they've built up. So the name of the show will help sell some tickets as well. And they do have some interesting matches, second and third from the top. So you can expect, I would expect it would be, you know, maybe 13 or 14,000 fans. I think very few of them are really going to be all that interested in seeing the main event, although when it's in front of them, because the matches before them won't have been blood and foreign object matches, they'll probably respond pretty well in the ring. But I'm really, I'd be hard pressed to believe it's selling a lot of tickets.
Now, at least in the case of Triple Mania, we have got a main event. CMLL has got their anniversary show coming up. And do we know anything about the show?
4 weeks, 4 weeks from tonight, right? August the 5th to the 2nd, 3, yes, 4 weeks from tonight. So they've got tonight, three more TV tapings, and then the anniversary show. We don't, although within the guys within the past 5 days, two separate news articles have come out. One from one of the Lucha TV announcers, who said he thought the main event was going to settle out to be La Máscara defending his mask against the youngest of Rush's family, Dragon Lee. Somebody else postulated, one of the leading internet sites in Mexico had postulated that they might even do a two-tiered anniversary show, where on September the 2nd, at the first anniversary show, they had La Máscara and Dragon Lee on the same team fighting a team of Mephisto and Místico, who have been feuding, but not recently. And then the losing team would go and have at a subsequent show later in September, would have another anniversary show main event where they would have mask versus mask.
And they have done a two-tiered show.
They haven't feuded Místico and Mephisto very much, but it appears that we're going to have Dragon. We might well have Dragon Lee in the main event, but as of 28 days out, they haven't announced it.
They've done a two-tiered show in the past for the anniversary show, yeah. Right?
Oh yes, they have done it before. The most famous one was 1977. That's going back 40 years, but they had a triangular with three wrestlers that eventually became legends: Cobarde, Sangre Chicana, and Fishman. And they had a singles match. The loser lost his match. The winner then the next week fought the third guy, and they had another just a straight mask versus mask match. And it turns out Fishman won both of those matches. So the other two guys lost their masks. That's a very famous situation of back-to-backs. I don't recall. I know they've toyed with at least once in the past 5 years of doing a double anniversary show, because they just the gate is so much higher than they used to be able to get. That if they could run an angle, and of course the angle that I would think they would want to, if they want to really do a two anniversary show main event out of this, I would think the angle they want to do is with off of, you know, just a singles match with Dragon Lee and La Máscara, and then have Rush or Místico come out to save, and then set up La Máscara again 2 weeks down the road. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
Now, as far as U.S. Lucha Libre, they announced that the next season of Lucha Underground, which is already taped and in the can, the longest season ever, it's 40 episodes. It will run from September all the way until June, and there have been a lot of rumors about potentially a fourth season being taped in the fall. What have you heard about another season?
What I have heard has been I'm struggling for the right analogy to put, and it has been positive but mildly positive. I heard nothing to say that it wouldn't happen, but I haven't heard the source of confirmation or just about confirmed things that I had heard right before they announced season two. You know, the big
question over this series of the last, you know, Lucha Underground 1, 2, and 3. The big gap was between season 1 and 2. Once they hit season 2, they quickly announced and started taping season 3. But I haven't heard these sorts of things I heard right before I knew season 2 was going to go through. And, you know, that on that, they were basically confirming it privately for about a month ahead of time. And I haven't heard that sort of thing, but I expect it to. It's kind of like almost the reason for LRA networks to exist. So unless there's some financial reason, and I suppose it's possible that they're just bleeding too much money, I would expect it to go forward.
Now, is it possible, because now that they've got a third season and they've got 40 episodes, they have got a 100-episode run. And so now it's a lot easier to sell it into syndication. It's probably a lot easier to sell it overseas. It's probably a lot easier to sell it to a Netflix or whatever. We haven't really heard anything like that, but that's the reason that you would want 100 episodes.
Yes, so, yes. They were very open about that. They needed to get to 100 after season 3.
Sure. Okay, so knowing that this season is going to run through at least June, is it possible that they will spend the rest of this year and maybe the early part of 2017 trying to sell the show to raise money to do tapings, which they could do in spring, because your fourth season probably wouldn't start until around September of 2017 anyway?
Oh, it's very possible. It's very possible. They have to look at the budget. They have to look at the availability of wrestlers. If they wait till next spring, are certain wrestlers like Puma and John Morrison and whatever likely to be back in WWE by then? And the, you know, they'll have to go in different directions with different storylines, et cetera, et cetera. They'll have to put all that in a pot. But it appears from everything that I can see that the organization that's running it now is running it very professionally and very. You know, they have their eyes open, and they're taking all the proper factors into consideration. So I expect them to be able to do that. But there's no reason why it couldn't wait till, you know, next spring or even next summer to film. Obviously, as has happened before, they have to fit one factor they have to factor in is the availability of the temple, or if they can't use the temple, if they want to create a scenario in the TV show side of the Lucha Underground, not the wrestling side, the TV side, as to where it goes off to another location. Something they were thinking about doing at the end of season 1.
All right, any other final Lucha Underground notes before we wrap this segment up?
Yeah, well, I think in my mind, the big thing is what happens if, let's say, Ricochet or John Morrison does sign up with WWE by the end of this year. Lucha Underground has them just, you know, woven all through the fabric of season 3 that will run till next June. That's a headache that I would not like to be in charge of if I were Lucha Underground, to rewrap the season, still get 40 episodes out of it, but maybe not have to show Ricochet matches or Johnny Mundo matches. I don't know how that's going to work out, but it might be a really, really interesting scenario come the fall.
All righty. Stand by, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And the Doctor of Lucha is here, your source for wrestling news south of the border. Steve, where can we read more?
Well, in the Figure Four Weekly. Also, some of the information that I produce will go on the column on the front page of the website. And as my work life settles down shortly, I will be back on Twitter and having fun with the CMLL shows, TV shows.
That's right. If you want to read the column before anybody else, if you are a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, they come out in the Figure Four Weekly every Monday, usually Monday. And they will appear on the website thereafter as well. So you can check it out just by going to WrestlingObserver.com. And Steve is usually on this show every Friday. So you can look forward to that if you're a big fan of Lucha. And we are here every single day, Monday through Monday. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. If you missed any of that, you can head to WrestlingObserver.com or SportsByline.com for the lineup. And, of course, commercial-free replays available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of great stuff up there. Thanks, Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.